Ride-hailing in upstate New York was approved in the latest state budget, and under state law, it takes effect 90 days after passage of the spending plan. But the budget was late this year, and as a result, companies such as Uber and Lyft will not be allowed to serve Buffalo-area customers until July 9th, after the Independence Day holiday. That is, unless state lawmakers pass a bill that lets it happen sooner. State Senator Michael Ranzenhofer is sponsoring such a bill and says he has a counterpart in the Assembly who has introduced similar legislation, downstate Assemblyman Kevin Cahill.
In the original legislation, he in the Insurance Committee and another senator who was the head of the Insurance Committee in the Senate actually carried the bills who were very influential and instrumental in getting ride sharing across the line. So he was the logical choice. He's been very involved in the Assembly. He's well recognized. He's a leader. He's very familiar with the issue.
Ride hailing supporters say accelerating the start date would allow Uber and Lyft to give Independence Day partygoers a safe alternative to drinking and driving. And local tourism officials are already looking forward to promoting the arrival of ride hailing for upcoming events. Patrick Kaler is president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara.
I mean, I think that the world has taken notice that Buffalo hasn't had ride sharing. So we're going to be making sure that everybody, through all of our efforts, are very well aware. We'll be pushing this out through social media, of course, using that as a very quick platform to let everybody know that we have this.
Kaler points out that July typically brings the highest hotel occupancy in Erie County. For ride-hailing supporters like him, the sooner it's here, the better. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.